From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Antigo to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Hunter Baumgart.
Let's have some fun tonight, shall we? It is the final edition of the Sports Q on Northwood's 92.5 WJJQ. Final edition of the Sports Q with me. Whoever fills my role, would love to for them to continue this Sports Q because it's fun to talk Wisconsin and local sports with you each and every week. And it's been a pleasure to do so for almost exactly a year. I was doing some calculations and the Sports Q, I believe, I want to get this exactly right. I think it's almost exactly 52 weeks of the Sports Q. Of course, we missed maybe one or two in there. But this was really about almost exactly a year. And I should really have this for you right now. But I do. Here, Sports Q tonight, March 24th. So what's today? March 9th? So yeah, we went about 51 weeks. So how about that? About 51 weeks where we did the Sports Q and maybe minus a couple in there. We've done almost 50 Sports Qs and it's been a whole lot of fun. And so we've got a lot of fun to be had tonight again. Till 7 o'clock, we'll be talking Wisconsin and local sports like we do each and every Wednesday. And if you have not heard yet, I am leaving at the end of the week to pursue another opportunity elsewhere. And so we will discuss that in the last about 10 minutes of the show tonight. I'll give more information on that. But first, we got to talk Wisconsin local sports. There's so much going on that we can't just sit here and talk about the past and all the past sports cues and future and whatnot. We got to talk about Wisconsin and local sports. So that's what we're going to do. 6:05, Grant Bill's going to join me. Good buddy from La Crosse. He hosts a show statewide, the Wisco Sports Show. That's going to get over at 6. He's going to hop on with us at 6:05, and we're going to talk Wisconsin sports. Then we're going to talk Bucks. Justin Garcia from the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network is going to join me at 6:20 before he goes on the air for the Bucks Radio Network. So looking forward to that at 6:20. We'll talk Bucks with him. And in the meantime, no other guests. I want to take your calls at 715-453-4481. And I also want to talk. We'll talk some Aaron Rodgers, of course, to begin. We'll talk Badgers basketball. They're in the Big Ten tournament later this week. We just got breaking news that the MLB has canceled another week of games. So opening day will not be at least until April 14th. And that's just unfortunate because it seemed like it was possible that we could have a deal done today, but unfortunately not the case. The players rejected the MLB's options and sent back a counter proposal. That counter was not enough to convince owners not to bring down more games. So then they'll just continue, apparently. The MLB Players Association rejected the league's three offers on an international draft resolution and presented its own. The proposal was to remove qualifying offer this year. That's just a bunch of details that doesn't need to be said. What matters is they cancel another week. And we're just hoping that, in the coming days, they'll get a deal done. Because at this point, we're just continuing to cancel week by week. And unfortunately, that will just get us more and more games canceled. So April 14th is the earliest opening day now we can have baseball. But let's not focus on that because there's nothing to talk about when it comes to baseball right now. Nothing going on the field. So like I mentioned, Badgers later this week. Bucks play tonight, so we'll preview that a bit with Justin Garcia. But the big news of the week, what we have been waiting for. We have been waiting for weeks. And in fact, about a month and a half, really, since the end of the postseason. Since the Green Bay Packers lost to the San Francisco 49ers on that ill-fated night at Lambeau Field in the snow when they somehow lost that game. That's what we've been waiting since for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision. Is he going to come back in 2022? That's been the question. And the question has now been answered, not by Aaron Rodgers himself initially. Initially, he told his friend Pat McAfee, who went on his show, the Pat McAfee Show, and broke the news that Aaron Rodgers is coming back. So this is what McAfee said about the conversation he had with Aaron Rodgers about Rodgers coming back.
Aaron said, after a lot of contemplation of potential retirement, after a lot of contemplation of what the future looks like, this morning he felt he was ready to make the actual announcement. And he said, hey, why don't you let the people know that I am officially returning to the Green Bay Packers. Wow. So Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, are once again something that we can look forward to next NFL season.
That is fantastic news. If you're a Green Bay Packer fan, I think. And we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a moment, because not all Packers fans wanted this guy back. And maybe you're one of those people. And I'd love to hear from you at 715-453-4481. I'm not one of those. I really wanted Rodgers back, and I'm so glad he's back. So not only did that happen, then the report comes out from Ian Rappaport that says, okay, he's going to sign a four-year, $200 million deal. And since that is the case, you know, he's going to be extended for four more years. So then everybody went wild with that. But then Rodgers said, hold on a second. He tweeted out himself from his own personal account that, hold on, those contract details are inaccurate. But the part that is accurate is that I'm returning to Green Bay. So we know Aaron Rodgers is coming back, but we don't know the full detail as to how. Is it going to be an extension? I would assume it's going to be some sort of extension. And I would assume that he's going to try to, you know, retire as a Packer. Now, if he extends for 4 years, let's say he does sign a four-year deal. If he does sign a four-year extension, that does not mean Aaron Rodgers is going to play for four more years. It doesn't mean that he'll play in, what, it'd be 22, 23, 24, 25. It's not going to, like, if he signs that contract, he's not going to necessarily be a Packer in 2026. Now, what will his other option be in 2026? It'd be retirement. So if you sign a deal like that, a four-year deal, you're going to retire as a Green Bay Packer. And unless he'd play through that entire contract and then retire, which would be wild because he'd be contemplating retirement this year and then play four or five more years, which I don't necessarily see him doing. So every year we aren't getting out of this saga of after the season, Aaron Rodgers doesn't know if he's going to retire or not. We aren't getting out of that, because I think every year from here on out is going to be, is he going to retire? But if he does sign an extension, then he'd retire with Green Bay. And so I'm happy. I'm happy that Rodgers is back. I'm happy that we're going to get to see one of the best to ever do it again in the uniform that we all cheer for. And my question to you is this, are you happy? Are you happy that Aaron Rodgers is back? Are you not? Are you like, well, I really wanted to just trade him away, right? The really interesting part of this is Aaron Rodgers decides he's coming back to Green Bay. Within an hour, Russell Wilson is traded to the Denver Broncos for what really would have been probably what you would have gotten back for Aaron Rodgers from the Denver Broncos. I mean, truly. If you look at that Russell Wilson trade, that's about what they would have gotten. Maybe a little less, maybe a little more. It just depends. But the Packers would have gotten a similar haul back, which was two first-round picks, two second-round picks, a fifth-rounder, a quarterback in Drew Lock. Wild that he's even included in this. Defensive tackle Shelby Harris and tight end Noah Fant. That's about what you would have gotten for Aaron Rodgers. Maybe a little less, maybe a little more, maybe a different player. But that's about what you've gotten. Two first-round picks, two second-round picks, a fifth-round pick, a backup quarterback, a good young defensive tackle, and a good young tight end. Would that have been worth it for Aaron Rodgers? So if you're a person who didn't want Rodgers back, you kind of saw what you would have gotten for him. Is that enough? Because I'm not quite sure that I would have liked that option. Sure, first-round picks are nice. Second-round picks are nice. But they don't always pan out. You know what pans out is Aaron Rodgers. We know Aaron Rodgers pans out. And look, I know he hasn't had the postseason success that we wanted him to. There is no doubt about that. There is no reason why that guy shouldn't have been in another Super Bowl in the last 12 years, since 2010. And is that all of his fault? No. The teams around him have not been very good at times. The defenses have not been very good at times. The special teams have not been good at times. He's also not played well at times in the postseason. So there's blame to go around on that. But overall, I'd pick Aaron Rodgers over whatever the Seattle Seahawks got back for Russell Wilson any day. At this point, I mean, what do you, as a sports fan, or as a sports fan, who do you want the best team, right? You want to cheer for the best team. So then, you want the best player, right? Who's been the best player in the league the last 2 years? The quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. The team you cheer for. That's the guy who's been the best in the entire league. So if you don't want him back, who else you want? You can get a sure, you can get some random, you know, first round, second round draft pick, and they might be good. But you're going to have Jordan Love at quarterback, who the front office clearly has changed their mind on. Because what does this say about Jordan Love? They don't think he's the quarterback of the future. The minute that they went all in this offseason as a united front, Russ Ball, Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur, as soon as all four of them came out and said, we want to try to get Rodgers back at all costs, you knew they didn't believe in Love as much as they did on draft night. On that night in April, I think it was April 23rd, 2020, beginning of the pandemic, when they drafted Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst were smiling evilly into the camera from their houses, because that draft was conducted via everybody's house, including Roger Goodell there in his basement, reading off the names of the NFL draft. When they traded up and did that, there's no doubt that they were hopeful that Jordan Love can be the heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers. You just can't deny that. They could say, you know, we're looking to develop, he's a good backup. You know, they could say whatever they want from here and out. And you're going to hear, you know, there's going to be questions about Jordan Love. And you're going to hear all kinds of trying to explain it away from Brian Gutekunst or whoever. And then that's possible. But what they intended when they made that draft pick, when they traded up to make that draft pick, when they did that, they absolutely had the intention of Jordan Love being the next quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And if they extend Aaron Rodgers at all, because right now they don't. They have Rodgers has one more year left on his deal. His cap number, though, is $46.7 million, which is just outrageous. So there's no way they're going to sit on that deal. So what they're going to do is they're going to extend Rodgers. Whether it's 4 years, $200 million, like Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reported the other day, I don't know. Rodgers refutes that. We'll see. He might be refuting it, saying, oh, no, it's actually $198 million. And, you know, so in 3 years, what happens to be, he might just be kind of playing those media games that he plays. But the cap number is $46.7 million. You cannot be paying that to one guy in 1 year. Or you could pay it, but you just cannot have that against the cap, which the salary cap is how much you can spend as a team in a given year. You just cannot have that hit against the cap for Aaron Rodgers. So they have to reduce that number drastically with extension or restructure. The team could convert his base salary into a signing bonus and save without Rodgers' help. So they could do that where they get his cap number a little lower by, you know, converting his base salary into a signing bonus. So they could do that, but the more likely option is they extend him. And so we'll see what those contract details are. But again, I would assume that Aaron Rodgers is extended by the Green Bay Packers. Again, whether it's 4 years, $200 million, I'm not sure, but he's going to be extended. There's just, if he's coming back, I'd highly doubt if, and especially if the front office is united and they want him back, they don't want to go through this next year. If you're the front office, why would you want to go through all this again next year? Why wouldn't you want to just extend the guy? And this is what I was saying a year ago when all this was happening. When Aaron Rodgers was saying he was mad with the front office and after the Jordan Love pick and all of this stuff, and you know, he didn't say he was mad with the Jordan Love pick, but this is where kind of this all started, that he knew he had his replacement kind of in the building. But what has he done? He's come out and he's won the MVP twice and really said, hey, Packers, I mean, there's nothing you can do now. I'm the best player in the league, so you're going to have to, you know, sign me to an extension or I'm going to demand a trade. So, he has one more year left on his deal right now. As it stands this minute at 5:45 on Wednesday, March 9th, he has 1 year left on his deal. And since that's the case, they're going to want to extend him because they don't want to go through this again next year, right? And especially next year when he could be a free agent. He's coming up at two back-to-back MVP awards, and after this year, he could be a free agent. So I think Rodgers, after saying what he has about the front office, about Brian Gutekunst, the GM, that the organization has done what he's wanted and made him feel important to the past, the present, and the future of the franchise, it would make way more sense if Aaron Rodgers was extended. So I would assume that he's going to be extended. The other guy that's going to be staying around, Davante Adams. How about this? They franchise tag Davante Adams. And like I said, if you have any thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. 715-453-4481. Last edition of the Sports Queue here. Would love to take your calls. 715-453-4481. The other domino to fall, and I thought, like I mentioned, you know, last sports queue, we've talked about in the sports queue, I've talked about it with Michael in the afternoons. Everybody was waiting for each other. Devontae was waiting for Rodgers. Rodgers was waiting for Devontae. The front office was waiting for both. Both were waiting for the front office. It was a who was going to flinch first. And it is not by accident that both Aaron Rodgers has said officially that he's coming back and Devontae Adams was signed for a year by Green Bay and the franchise tag on the same day. I mean, it's no coincidence. Rodgers wanted to make sure Devontae was going to be there. Devontae probably wanted to, you know, I mean, he really had no decision in the franchise tag. I mean, the Packers had all the leverage there. The Packers can slap the franchise tag on him, and Devontae can do nothing about that. Now, they're going to pay him a lot. But to do that, he's going to get $20.1 million. And he's obviously going to want an extension, though. So that's the good news. Not only is this good news where Devontae is going to be back for next year, but they have to get under the cap, as I mentioned. So they're going to want to extend Devontae Adams, so to make sure that franchise tag cap hit isn't as high. And I know that's kind of technical, but it's basically so they can get other players and fit other players under the salary cap. They're going to want to extend Devontae Adams so they can push some of that money to the future. And so by doing that, they're going to want to sign him to a long-term deal, and they have to until July 15th to do that. Now, Devontae Adams coming back is huge. Aaron Rodgers coming back is huge. I mean, when you think about what this team could have looked like next year, it really felt, after that 49ers loss, when I was sitting in the press box, that it truly felt like this. It truly felt that was the end. It felt like Rodgers was leaving. It felt like Devontae was probably gone. It just felt like the end. That to go out that way, it felt like the end. And so to have both of them back, it's awesome. It's awesome to have these guys back and be able to compete again next year for a Super Bowl. Let's go out to the WJJQ hotline. We got a caller on the line. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Hunter, it's Dan.
Hey there, how are you?
Good.
Awesome.
I had to call in and I don't know about this Aaron Rodgers thing. You know, I'm one of those guys that Aaron Rodgers has kind of run his course with. And I know there's a lot of people that don't agree with that and absolutely love Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. This year was a lot of drama from him. And I think I could handle the drama if he kind of came through in the clutch. That would have been a little bit easier to swallow, but I guess you were saying MVP of the league the last 2 years, and I guess I would quantify it or qualify it by saying he was the regular season MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great player, but the two games that are the most heartbreaking for me, at least, are the last 2 years. The NFC Championship game at the Bucs when, you know, he went up against a good defense and he just, I don't think he played like the Aaron Rodgers that we saw, the MVP Aaron Rodgers, and I don't think we saw that this year against San Francisco. And yeah, there's other things that went on, special teams and so on and so forth, but, he just wasn't himself in that game. In both games, he went against really good defenses,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I don't know. I don't know. I feel like we could have really gotten something for him to rebuild this team for the future with a trade. And so I don't know. I'm kind of mixed feelings about it.
Sure. So you maybe would have taken that whatever they've gotten back for Rodgers in a trade and seen, you know, Jordan Love or whoever they got, maybe some backup from some other team would have come and played for that, you know, those couple of years, and then seeing if they could build for like 3 or 4 years down the road.
Yeah, I think I would. I mean, you look at what Seattle got in return mm-hmm. for Russell Wilson, and you think, you know, there's probably a load of draft picks you get for Aaron Rodgers, and you see what Jordan Love has. And yeah, I know that's taking a chance, but, he he hasn't really been given a chance to mm-hmm. to come on. And yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of where I stand now. It's been a frustrating postseason as a Packer fan for a mm-hmm. number of years, you know, since the Super Bowl, which was what, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
So
something's, you know, yeah, it does feel like in some way something has to change. Like they just continue to do the same thing and it's getting them the same results. So I do get that. But thank you for calling in. Thanks for calling into my last show. It's my dad, Dan, everybody. But Dan, thanks so much for calling.
A big reveal.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Hunter. I'll see
you. Sounds good. See you later. Dad, Dan calling in here to the final Sports Q edition. But yeah, it's interesting. And we've, of course, texted and called and talked about this off the air, too. I think it's, to me, this is my thought is, have Aaron Rodgers until he retires. I don't care about a rebuild. Like, I do not care about, and this is nothing against, like, I got nothing against my dad calling or anything like that. It's just, and he shares the same sentiment I've listened to other shows across the state, and it's true. A lot of people have that sentiment of, you know, it's just too much. He's not gotten it done in the postseason. And I get that. But this is one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. And I would never, especially when he's playing at this level, if he continued to play, like he had some down year, 18, 19, not the best years. But he came back in 20 and 21 and won the MVP in the regular season. And I would take that any day of the week over any trade. Any trade. Like I've seen proposal after proposal the last like 3 or 4 months. You know, the proposal after proposal. This is what they could get for Rodgers. This is what they could get from the Steelers. This is what they could get from Denver. This is what they could get from Carolina. This is what they could get from Indy. No. He's one of the best ever. So I know that he didn't get to the Super Bowl, and he should have in the one time, two times, you know, however many times in the last 10 years. But man, I would much more love to watch Aaron Rodgers every Sunday on the Green Bay Packers and cheer for him than see what would happen if you get all these draft picks. And maybe that's naive, and maybe down, you know, 3 years down the road when they haven't gotten back to the Super Bowl again, and they still haven't got back to Super Bowl, I'm going to be like, well, we could have been building, and maybe in 2025 I'm like sitting there and it's an awful team. And sure, but I think this it delays the inevitable a little bit because you know eventually Rodgers is going to be gone, but why not have him for as long as he can? That's my thought on it. But really fun to have my dad call in on the last Sports Q here tonight. And feel free to give me a call at 715-453-4481. That's 715-453-4481. We'll continue this discussion. If you have any thoughts on the Packers, we'll kind of get into the cap situation coming up next and where we go from here. About 5 minutes away from the top of the hour news, and then we'll talk to Grant Bills at 6:05, Justin Garcia at 6:20 on the final edition of the Sports Q.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q with Hunter Baumgart on WJJQ.
It's almost maple syrup time, and Viglet's Do It Express is getting ready. Brian has a nice selection of maple syrup supplies, from beginner kits to taps, filter bags, drill bits, sap sacks, sap sack holders, hydrometers, glass containers to bottle your syrup, plus other supplies. Viglet's Do It Express, North 4th Street, Tomahawk, getting you ready for the maple syrup season when it arrives.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Billy Bob's also has their daily specials on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, plus the Friday fish fry. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, featuring happy hour Monday through Friday from 2 until 5. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. Call 453-4984. That's 453-4984, Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you have uncoated concrete? When concrete is left unprotected, moisture can combine with organic particles in the concrete's pores, which can lead to the growth of mold, mildew, and bacteria, which also can lead to negative health outcomes. Wisconsin Coating Specialist offers coatings that seal off pores and prevents moisture from penetrating the surface to provide you with a durable, clean, and beautiful surface for the whole family to enjoy. Call Wisconsin Coating Specialist for your free estimate, 715-298-9533. Wisconsin Coating Specialist, tough and beautiful.
SportsQ continues on. I'm your host, Hunter Baumgard. You can feel free to follow me on Twitter at HunterBOnAir, Instagram at HunterBOnAir as well. Follow my ventures after I part ways with WJJQ at the end of the week. It's been so fun to do this show each and every Wednesday evening from 5:30 until 7. And we'll get to where my journey is taking me next coming up in the last 10 minutes of the program tonight, about 6:50. Coming up at 6:05, we'll talk to Grant Bills, host of the Wisco Sports Show statewide. 6:20, we'll talk to Justin Garcia from the Bucks Radio Network. But finishing up this Packers discussion, if you have a thought, 715-453-4481, 2.5 minutes here before the news. But so you look at where the Packers are, and the Packers are in they're like $46 billion over the salary cap for this year. So many more moves will be required to both get the Packers under the cap before the start of the new league year on March 16th, which is a week from today, and the start of the season. So they've got to be under the cap here. They've already restructured the deals of Kenny Clark, David Bakhtiari, and Aaron Jones. And, of course, we talked about Rodgers' extension. Jair Alexander is a guy who's heading into the last year of his rookie deal, $13.3 million. Extending his deal will lower that number. Preston Smith, outside linebacker, had a great year last year. And the Packers need to lower his $19.7 million cap number. So an extension most likely will happen there. Most likely the Packers are going to release Za'Darius Smith. They could save almost $15 million just by doing that move. So I'd say most likely he's gone. You look at some veterans, Randall Cobb, Mason Crosby, Mercedes Lewis, all those guys. If you release all of them, $10.4 million could be saved. So, you know, and Pat McAfee said yesterday when he talked to Aaron Rodgers, Rodgers emphasized how much he wanted to have a cap-friendly deal through his extension. So he's going to get extended. And it's going to be cap-friendly, but he also emphasized that he wanted to be kind of back with the same guys in 2022. That's just not possible when you look at this Packers roster. I mean, there's just really no way that you could keep all these guys. Now, will Rodgers really try to get Randall Cobb back? We'll see. Will he want Mason Crosby back, right? You look at those three veterans, Cobb, Crosby, and Lewis, Packers could save $10 million if they release those guys. And those are three guys that Rodgers raved about all year. You know, big dog Mercedes Lewis and Crosby, his locker's been by his for years. And Randall Cobb, great to have him back in the mix. But I don't know if they can keep all these guys. It'll be interesting to see because they got to get under the cap 1 week to do it. And we'll see who they release and who they trade away. All right, we are going to head to the CBS News here as we head into the 6 o'clock hour of the Sports Q. 1 hour left to go on WJJQ Tomahawk. Grant Bills will join me. Justin Garcia will join me. And we'll talk Badgers a little bit. That's all coming up on the Sports Q. Right now, it is 6 o'clock and time for news.
Russian missiles strike a Ukrainian hospital.
The explosion could be felt a mile away.
A no-go from the U.S. to Poland's fighter jet offer.
Could be mistaken by Mr. Putin and the Russians as an escalatory step.
A snag in trying to avert a government shutdown.
I didn't get what I wanted in the bill.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A senior U.S. defense official says there are indications that Russians are dropping dumb bombs, unguided weapons, which increases civilian casualties and damage. Russian aircraft bombing has been taking place in Zhytomyr, and there's artillery fire in the suburbs of Kyiv and Kharkiv. CBS's Steve Futterman on a destroyed hospital.
According to Ukraine officials, the Russian airstrike hit a children's hospital in Mariupol, which includes a maternity ward. Video has been posted on social media. People can be seen going through the wreckage. Mariupol Deputy Mayor Sergei Orlov is outraged.
We don't understand how it's possible in modern life to bomb a hospital, children's hospital.
When the attack took place, a ceasefire was supposed to be in effect. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Poland-Ukraine border.
The White House says that U.S. ties with the NATO ally Poland remain strong despite turning down that country's offer to provide Ukraine with MiG fighter jets through the U.S. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We believe that the gain from transferring those MiG-29s is low.
Record high gas prices. AAA says it's up to $4.25 for an average gallon of regular unleaded on average. There are concerns for farmers like Jeff Miller near Cape Girardeau, Missouri. He's eased the pain for now.
We actually contracted some fuel about 3 weeks ago for the Ukraine situation happened. And now that was at $3.20. And today it's $4.40.
CBS's Errol Barnett says jet fuel is jumping.
People like Lizette Rivero in Philadelphia are canceling summer trips due to ticket price increases. Still, travel analysts suggest buying summer tickets now as the full impact from the U.S. ban on Russian oil has still yet to be realized in the economy.
Ahead of Friday's deadline, a snag in congressional negotiations on a sweeping plan to fund the government. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It's an 11th-hour complication that has at least temporarily derailed this $1 trillion plus 2,000-page-plus legislation to fund the federal government for the year. The dispute, including among Democrats, is over how to pay for the COVID funding. Speaker Nancy Pelosi late today said she's going to pull the COVID money out, pass the rest of the bill, then try to pass the COVID money separately.
That's a negotiation, and that's the way it is. And look at what is in the bill and what it does for America's working families.
Republicans say too much was left for the last minute by House leadership. Scott McFarlane, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the Dow jumped 654 points. NASDAQ up 460. Now this.
There's always something new under the sun. CBS Mornings, weekdays on CBS.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Report says hate and anti-government extremism have gone mainstream.
The Southern Poverty Law Center report says instances of hate and extremism were up in 2021, even though the number of groups was down. The annual report says the movement has become broader and has embraced violence, quote, as a means to achieve white supremacist goals. The report blames far-right media organizations and far-right groups, their use of social media, along with Trump supporters, the Republican Party in general, and what it calls committed activists with institutional power. Peter King, CBS News.
The first criminal charges are announced in connection with an investigation into the Boy Scouts of America. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says former resident Mark Chapman is facing 10 charges for allegedly sexually abusing two victims when they were children.
Mark Chapman is alleged to have abused children for years. He threatened them with violence when they refused to participate or tried to stop him from continuing his assaults.
You are listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The forecast for the Northwoods tonight, mostly clear, low near 1 degree, west-northwest wind 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, remaining unseasonably cool, high near 20, northwest to west wind at 10. Thursday night, increasing clouds, low 6. Friday, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, turning windy by midday, high 23. Southwest wind becoming northwest 15 to 30. Saturday, partly cloudy, continued very cold, low 2 below, high of 18. Sunday, a small chance of light snow showers early in the morning, then variably cloudy, high 38. Chance of some light snow again late Sunday night and early Monday. Monday's high 35. We should have highs in the 40s by Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WJJQ.
It's 18 degrees in Tomahawk.
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Hunter Baumgart.
Final edition of the Sports Q on Northwoods, 92.5 WJJQ. If you haven't heard yet, this is my last week here at WJJQ, and I'll announce and talk a little bit about where I'm headed next coming up in the last 10 minutes of the program here tonight. But we've got a lot of Wisconsin and local sports to talk about, so don't want to waste too much time on that. And also coming up in a little bit as well, we'll also, this is something I thought, we're going to try it, and I don't know, I went back and found some clips from a show, radio show that I did about 10 years ago when I was like 12 doing mock radio shows in my room at home. And so I'll play a little bit of that for you. You can hear Young Hunter coming up at about 6:40 tonight. So, hey, it's the last one. Thought I'd, you know, have a little fun with it. So we'll do that coming up. But coming up at 6:20, we'll talk to Justin Garcia from the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network. So looking forward to talking with him in about 15 minutes. And but first, want to go out to that WJJQ hotline and welcome our first guest of the night. Joining me here tonight on the Sports Q, excited to welcome to the program Grant Bills. You've heard him on the show many a time before, and excited to welcome him to the final edition of the Sports Q here. And Grant hosts the Wisco Sports Show statewide in Eau Claire, Madison, La Crosse, and based out of there in La Crosse at WKTY. Grant, how you doing?
Hunter, I'm excellent, and I got to say thank you very much for making me a part of the show. I've never done like a farewell show, like a final show, but I know that when you have days where there's really big stories or big news, like the guests that you pick, like, hey, like, oh, this, like Rogers re-signed, like the guests that you ask on big days, like that's a compliment. And I take it as one, even if you don't mean it, even if you asked 100 other people before me, and I was the only one who's able to do today, I do appreciate you having me on your last show. Thank you.
I did book you before the Rogers news. But I didn't, mm-hmm. But then even once the Rogers news happened, I didn't kick you off. I kept you on. And
you didn't boot me.
Exactly. Because I wanted you to be a part of this farewell show. But I do want to talk about Aaron Rodgers first, because, of course, that's the biggest story. He returns to Green Bay. We don't know the details yet of the contract as at the point that we're talking now. But just your reaction to Rodgers coming back, you know, and coming into year 18 now. And then, of course, the franchise tag to Adams.
Well, it's good news, right?
Yeah.
All drama aside and all the stress that we've had, you know, following the story, it's good news. It's great news for the Packers. I think when the story broke yesterday, it was about 10:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little anticlimactic for me. And the more I thought about it, I realized it's because we built this up in our mind for so long, right? We played this scenario mm-hmm. out so many different ways, and we talked about it from every angle. And this is all we've been talking about for 2 months. And when it finally happened yesterday, like, oh, that's it. Okay. So this is what we've been talking about. This is what it's been leading up to is, okay, Rodgers is coming back. And it just, I don't know, it kind of fell flat for that reason, but it's great. It's great news. And all the drama aside, we should definitely talk about it as such, because the Packers, I mean, look at their Super Bowl odds, look at their odds to win the conference. They're, after all of this, right back in the thing of things, and will be next year.
I think it's so big, too, when you see that Rodgers is coming back, especially when an hour later Russell Wilson gets sent to the AFC. The NFC just I mean, it lost Tom Brady. It lost Russell Wilson. And so Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. if he would have also retired, I mean, that would have talked about an open NFC. So you bring Rodgers back, and that immediately vaults you to that top spot. And then you add Davante Adams as well. You got to think this franchise tag is leading to a long-term deal between the Packers and Adams, you'd think, right?
Yeah, and I was asked, I did a hit on Tuesday morning with Evo on our Madison station,
sure.
Zone, and I talked to him every Tuesday, I think it's 7:30, and he asked me, do you think they'll tag, you know, Adams today? And I said, I don't know, I don't have any connections, I don't have, I have no reason to believe anything other than that teams don't let Hall of Fame level players go in free agency, right? It just doesn't happen, and we talk ourselves into it every year because, you know, people will put out the list like, oh, ranking the best 30 free agents. And it's like, oh, so none of these guys actually end up hitting free agency, right? And I just didn't see a scenario in which the Packers just let Adams go for nothing. I'm sure they would have loved to do a long deal before it got to this point, but you just don't let a guy like Davante Adams walk out the door. I'm interested to see if Rodgers and Adams tweak their process a little bit this year or try to work on some new things or add something to their repertoire, because Hunter, we've watched, they're unreal. They're unlike any wide receiver wide receiver quarterback combo we've seen in the league. And yet they get to the playoffs and there's issues, right? So I don't know if there's a next step to be taken between Rodgers and Adams. I hope there is, because in these big games, I want to see them do their thing. Like we saw with Stafford and Cooper Kupp, we haven't seen Adams and Rodgers do that in the biggest moments, and I'm hoping we see that this year. So I'm interested to see kind of how these two come into the season, maybe take a different approach, maybe work on some things. The same way we've seen the Bucks in the regular season, work on some things, maybe at the expense of a win here and there, to be a better, more complete, prepared team for the playoffs. I'm interested to see if Rodgers and Adams and the Packers do the same this season.
Well, and it would make sense if they would, because they know it's going to be all about the postseason. I mean, after what has happened year after year, and the early exit last year, it's going to be all about that postseason. And so that's going to, you know, it would make sense that they're going to try to use the regular season that way, even more so than before. Grant Bills joining us here on the Sports Q, host of the Wisco Sports Show statewide in Wisconsin. So, you know, another fallout of this, Rodgers coming back, is Jordan Love, and a guy they spent a first-round pick on in 2020. What does this say about Jordan Love, if anything, that Rodgers is signing, you know, a deal most likely, and it would most likely be more than a year? If that's the case, then Rodgers most likely will be retiring as a Packer. And what does that say then about Jordan Love?
Man, I'm glad you asked me this, Hunter. This is going to be one of my talking points on the show for the next couple of days as we kind of sift through all this. My opinion, I think we overestimate what role Jordan Love plays in all of this. Like, I don't think he's as significant as a lot of Packers fans want to think. I had a coworker, a Vikings fan. You remember Tony, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You've left, and for the big time, now you're not here in lacrosse anymore. But Tony asked me yesterday, he's like, what does this mean for Jordan Love? I'm like, wow, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, Aaron Rodgers won back-to-back MVPs. He's an all-time great. Jordan Love was a first-round pick, but he played at Utah State and was far from a complete prospect. It would be like, Hunter, if I made a PB&J for dinner, and then someone shows up with prime rib, and I'm going to take the prime rib. I'm going to have the prime rib for dinner. And then someone asked me, well, what are you going to do with the PB&J? I don't know. Maybe just toss it out. Save it for tomorrow. I don't know. Because that PB&J sandwich is not going to affect my prime rib dinner plans. I feel the same way about Jordan Love with Aaron Rodgers. And I mean this with all due respect. I'm not saying that Jordan Love doesn't matter. I'm not saying that he's trash. But I don't care how much draft capital you put into him. If you have an opportunity to bring Aaron Rodgers back, you're going to do it. And I know everyone wants to say with the Chiefs, well, the Chiefs knew with Patrick Mahomes. They knew, and they moved off Alex Smith. Well, Alex Smith isn't Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? Like, those two aren't comparable in my mind. They were making playoffs with Alex Smith, sure, but he's not an all-time great. So, Jordan Love, maybe he requires a trade, and maybe the Packers honor it, or maybe he just stays on as a backup. But I don't think he plays this huge role in the Rodgers return saga that I think a lot of people want to say that he does. I think he's more insignificant than that, with all due respect, of course.
Right. Well, I think Packers fans maybe built him up a little more and have, you know, he's more important in their minds because of what has happened the last couple of years, right? You trade up to get him.
Yep.
And then it seemed like, you know, Rodgers was mad at the front office. It seemed like they had this plan that they were going to go to Jordan Love. So I think that maybe built up the importance in Packers fans' minds. But then, come this last season, they apparently, you know, made the concessions to Aaron Rodgers, and Rodgers says the relationship is a lot better, and now they're back on the Aaron Rodgers train, if you will. So I think that's maybe where the Packers fans are coming from when it comes to Jordan Love and the importance in their mind because of what's happened, you know, in years past.
It's a good point. I think because he's a quarterback, we view him a little differently. And
yeah,
we should, right? If a team drafts a quarterback with Aaron Rodgers, you know, he wasn't playing well at the time, but it's not like Aaron Rodgers was on death's door, ready to retire, right? He was still very much in trenches as team starting quarterback, and they took another quarterback in the draft. So I get we treat that pick a little differently, but Hunter, what did he go, 26, 27? Think of all the picks in that neighborhood that bust out after 2 or 3 years or never really play in the first place. When you remember and when you consider Jordan Love in that context as just another player taken at the end of the first round, if he never starts and never plays meaningful minutes for the Packers, it's really not all that shocking. The problem is he's a quarterback, and the selection of Jordan Love really overturned the apple cart the last 2 years, so we tend to think of him differently. Remember, he's an end-of-the-first-round pick. You know, he was a prospect. He was a shot in the dark that the Packers took. Maybe he pans out, maybe he doesn't, but we need to remember him as a late-first-round pick. And when you think of him that way, I think you're able to see the situation with a lot more reason.
That's true. It's a good point. Grant Bills joining us here, host of the Wisco Sports Show statewide in Wisconsin, joining us here on the Sports Q. I do want to switch gears to the Badgers, who have the Big Ten tournament coming up on Friday night. They'll play their Michigan State or Maryland, that game coming up tomorrow night. But the Badgers, that great win over Purdue last week, but then that was followed by that bad loss to Nebraska. Does that bad loss to Nebraska to end the regular season change your outlook on how far they could go in the Big Ten tournament or the NCAA tournament, or is this team about the same? They just had a bad day.
You know, we have listeners in Madison who probably follow the Badgers more closely than I do. Now, I watch the games. and mm-hmm. I love this team, especially with Johnny Davis. And I'm a Badger fan, but I think it's a little different if you live in Madison or you went to UW-Madison, if you went to Wisconsin, which neither one of us did. We went to La Crosse, so it's a little different. I'm hesitant for all those reasons to say this take and really hammer it on my show, but I'm not going to lie, Hunter, I really didn't care about that loss that much. I understand it was kind of falling flat at home against a very much inferior opponent, and it feels like some of the air got let out of the balloon after that big win against Purdue. But they had already won the Big Ten, or at least a share of the title. I think everything culminated at that crazy night at the Kohl Center last Wednesday or Thursday, whenever that was. And then they lost some slapdash game against Nebraska when we're all starting to think about the Big Ten tournament, the NCAA tournament. No, that game really doesn't mean a whole lot to me. And I know a lot of Badgers fans are like, well, this is going to ding them in the standings and the computer rankings. The computer rankings already don't like the Badgers, right? Mm-hmm. They're not high in the KenPom because of a lot of close results. Like, whatever damage that game could do to the Badgers, I think in a lot of people's eyes had already been done the way this team had been judged over the season. So And now that Johnny Davis is healthy and we know that he's, I think, going to be healthy and fine, I really don't care about that game that much. And if you do, and if that game really sets you off, fine. More power to you. Good. It didn't do much for me, and it didn't really make me all that upset.
So knowing that, what is a reasonable expectation, do you think, how far they could go in the NCAA tournament?
That's a good question. Well, I'll ask you. You host a radio show, and you know, you talk about all the similar things than I do. How do we preview March Madness? You know what I mean? How do we set an expectation? Because with the Packers, right, we can say Super Bowl or bust, or you got to at least get to the conference championship. Or with the Brewers to a degree, I think we could all agree that losing in the NLDS is coming up short. March Madness is just its own thing. So it's tough to set a benchmark and say, if they don't achieve this, it will be a failure or a disappointment. I don't know. It's almost like we need to watch the regular season as its own thing, and then watch the conference tournament as its own thing, and then reset completely and watch March Madness as its own thing. I will say I think I'll probably be bummed if they don't at least make the Sweet 16. But you know how March works, Hunter. Like, they could lose in the first round, and because they run into some Ja Morant type or some team that just catches fire, some Cinderella-type team, it's just – I mean, Tyler Wall and Johnny Davis get in a little bit of foul trouble because of two bad whistles, and, you know, you can find yourself in a really messy spot. So I don't know. I don't want to set a benchmark of success other than the tournament is nuts. I hope they win a couple of games, but if they don't, it's not going to be this shocking development because we see good teams lose all the time in March. But I'd say let's get to the Sweet 16. I think that would be a great accomplishment and then see where they go from there. I'm not thinking that they should be a one seed. I don't really think this is a one seed team, but if they're a low-level two seed, let's get in, win some games, and see what we can do. I don't know. I try not to put a benchmark on it.
Yeah, it's interesting, and that question you ask is interesting. How do you preview March Madness, especially, or predict, you know, where the Badgers should go? I think I talked a little bit about this on last week's show and didn't have enough time to really expand on it, but it's the going into the postseason for, say, the Packers, who were, like you mentioned, Super Bowl or bust, and this Badgers team are just complete opposites, because this Badgers team was not supposed to be this good. Nobody thought they'd be this good. And so now they are, and it's like almost just like, hey, if they win a game or two in the tournament, sure. I mean, I don't even know if I have an expectation. They should obviously get out of the first round. And should they get out of the second round? Probably. But will I be devastated at all if they don't? Probably not, just because of the fact that we didn't think this team was going to be a title contender in the beginning of the year. I'm not sure really if they're a title contender now, but they could get hot and they could get far. They could get to the Elite Eight, and who knows what happens there. But I think it's just so different than the Packers, where if they didn't get to the Super Bowl, it was going to be a huge letdown, and it was. Meanwhile, the Badgers, if they don't get to the Sweet 16, it'll be let down, but it'll be like, hey, this was a fun year. Johnny Davis won Big Ten Player of the Year. Guard was Coach of the Year. And, you know, that this will be great for the future, and good luck to Johnny Davis kind of thing.
Well, really quickly, Hunter, and I don't know if you want to move on, but before we do, one way to preview March Madness, they have Johnny Davis, who's Big Ten Player of the Year, National Player of the Year candidate. Having a player like that in March makes a world of difference. So I like that for the Badgers, obviously, someone you can go to in big moments. And that was Bronson Koenig for years, and then Frank Kaminsky and Sam Decker. They have that in Johnny Davis. Greg Gard has coached them lots of tournament games. Wisconsin has been to a lot of tournament games. Brad Davison has experience. They have the makings of a team that can succeed in March. That doesn't mean they will, but if there's one way to preview a team before March Madness, look at the ingredients of the team. I like the ingredients of this Badgers team. I think that bodes well. Hopefully that plays out in a couple of wins.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree there. Well, Grant, I am going to wrap up the conversation there. A lot of fun talking about Packers and Badgers, and we'll have Justin Garcia on here in just a few. We'll talk more Bucks with him. But thanks so much for being a part of the last sports queue here, and I'll announce, you know, in a little bit where I'm headed next. But appreciate it. Always fun to talk sports with you. And thanks for all the fun. You know, people, for just to give people peek behind the curtain, if you will, Grant and I started at like basically, I think, like 6 months apart in lacrosse when we were both, I think we were both 18. And just starting college.
Just youngins.
Yeah. We were just youngins. And so now we're both, pursuing what we want to pursue. So it's fun to get back together and get this dynamic back, 'cause we've been doing radio together for, 5-6 years.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts that, 2016, 2017 is 5 or 6 years ago now?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like thinking about that, but it's been fun, man, and I appreciate coming on your show, and good luck to whatever comes next. And I will say thank you for not dragging out this announcement for a month and a half like we saw with Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Quick and clean. So good luck to whatever comes next, and I'm excited to follow along wherever you go.
Thanks, Grant. Appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah, have a good time. Say hi to Justin for me. Have a good rest of the show.
Thank you. Will do. That is Grant Bills joining us here on the Sports Q, host of the Wisco Sports Show statewide, and always fun to talk to. And yeah, we go way back, so it's fun to talk with him, and fun to join his show, fun to have him join my show. So it's been a fun dynamic, and excited that I could introduce him to you, the WJJQ listeners here in Tomahawk. When we return, our next guest from the Bucks Radio Network, we'll talk Milwaukee Bucks for a little while. And then we'll hear from Young Hunter coming up in about 20 minutes as well. It's all coming up on the Sports Q before 7 o'clock.
What does Hunter have queued up next in the Sports Q? Find out in moments on WJJQ.
Would you like job security along with great pay and benefits? Panagold, the bakers of Country Hearth bread products, offers a starting wage of over $20 an hour, medical and dental coverage, paid holidays, retirement funding, and opportunities for growth and advancement. Panagold has many positions throughout the bakery, so chances are good there's going to be a fit for you that will work with your schedule. Currently, there are openings for production, sanitation, maintenance, shipping, and delivery drivers. Find out more and apply today at countryhearthjobs.com.
John J. Shuni Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Shuni Construction of Tomahawk.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Hunter Baumgart, your host. Hopefully you're having a nice Wednesday night. Sun setting later and later. That's fantastic. And, what else is fantastic is how the Bucks have been playing. They play the Hawks tonight at 7, and they're on a 4-game winning streak. And to talk all about it, let's go back out to the WJJQ hotline. Joining me here tonight on the Sports Q, excited to welcome back to the program, Justin Garcia. You hear him on the Bucks Radio Network, host of the pregame and postgame show there. You can follow him on Twitter at TMJ Garcia. And Justin, looking forward to talking some Bucks with you tonight. How are you?
I'm doing much better than we were, 10 days ago with this team turning things completely around, or at least on the track to that.
They really are. It really does seem like that. And what do you think? Let's start there. I mean, they've won 4 in a row now, heading into the game against the Hawks tonight, 4 out of 5 out of the All-Star break. What has been the difference, do you think, coming out of this All-Star break and winning 4 of 5 and now 4 in a row?
I think it probably, and Coach Budenholzer talked about this a little bit yesterday, all the success with the team starts with the defense. That, he's a defensive guy, and you got to be able to play defense and rebound if you're going to stay on the floor in his system. They've played better defensively during the last 5 games. It's still not anywhere near the level they were a season ago, but you don't expect them to be at that level as long as Brooke Lopez is out. So they're making a little bit of strides and growth there. And he basically alluded to, I'm happy with what I'm seeing now and some of those strides that we're making. We still got a ways to go. But, we're seeing this team get a little bit healthier. I know we still haven't seen George Hill come back. But you're just seeing more and more guys that are able to contribute. And look, it really really starts with the big three guys in Giannis and Chris and Drew, and those guys have been incredible since February 1st. The Bucks have gone 10-3 since that date. That trio has played in 12 of those games. They're 9-3 in those games when they play. So they're getting a lot of success from them. They're all averaging 20 points or more. Giannis has been, again, playing like an MVP. And Chris Middleton's turning in those performances that he had during the playoffs last year. So defense has got a little bit better. Those three guys are playing incredible. And I guess in a smaller scale, too, you know, a lot of the areas when this team was really at its most frustrated, the losses were piling up. Some of the areas you pointed to, bench scoring, we know it's never going to be at that level this year with the injuries, but rebounding, the Bucks are absolutely brutal with that. They've been tremendous rebounding the ball in the last 2 weeks. Turnovers, that's another area. They had too many of them, and the opponents turned them into easy points. They've cleaned those up the last 2 weeks as well. And specifically, Drew Holiday, you know, he's had a couple of those head-scratching games where he has 7 or 8 turnovers, but whenever those pop up, he usually follows it up with none or very small turnover numbers. The game against the Suns, he had 3 turnovers in the first quarter and then finished the game with 4 total. So all 3 of those guys are kind of steering the ship for success. But you know, rebounding and defense, if you want to point to things on the stat sheet, are really what stands out the most.
And you mentioned, you know, the big three there, obviously Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Giannis. And you mentioned a couple of the stats there. You know, they're 7-0 this season when their big three combined for 79-plus points. And 5 of those games have taken place in the last month when this team has been, you know, healthy. What, you know, how important is it to have all 3 of those guys on the floor and healthy? That's what makes this team tick and run, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I know earlier in the year, there was a lot of, it seemed like a little bit at least heightened concern. I don't know if I'd go as far as worry, but when this team was barely above 500 early on, you could point to the injuries, and we don't know when Brooke Lopez is going to come back. And it seemed like throughout November and the first part of December, every other game, somebody went down or somebody was placed in COVID protocols. And all teams dealt with that. But, you know, what I kind of stuck by, and I think we're starting to see it in these 2 weeks, is, you know, this is a team that they obviously learned last year the whole 82 versus 16 message, and those 16 wins in the playoffs are far more important than 82 in the regular season. I don't know that they're holding anything back, but I do think there's part of that in play of they had a really short offseason. Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton were in the Olympics. And, you know, this is now 3 straight years of deep playoff runs. I'm sure part of the message from the coaching staff was, look, we're going to be extra cautious, especially in the early going. Now, Bud has gone out of his way to say, we need these guys to play now. And I think this is really the perfect way for the schedule to break for this team. For as many struggles as they had early and as easy as the schedule was, it gets more difficult in March, but you also want to be tested going into the playoffs. And I think that's what we saw certainly last week when they played the most difficult schedule in the league. And now it's starting to drop down a little. They still have the 5th most difficult schedule, but I would rather have that and start to reintroduce guys in the mix than to go through a really light schedule going into the playoffs, because you know, we can't even project who the Bucks are going to play, who anybody is going to play in the first round. But it's not going to be what you've had in years past, where you swept the Pistons, where you essentially swept the Magic. I know you swept the Heat last year. It wasn't, you know, like the level of the Pistons series, but still, it's not going to be that in the first round of the playoffs this year. So I think you want to get a lot of those tough tests out of the way going into the playoffs and just kind of be able to hit the ground running instead of going through a softer schedule and then all of a sudden it's go time, but you got to get up for some superior competition.
Exactly. Justin Garcia joining us here on the Sports Q, host of the pregame and postgame show on the Bucks Radio Network. And, you know, do you think going back to, you know, when they did start the year and when they were hovering around 500 there, and then now, of course, they, you know, Bud wants to get these guys back in the fold and make sure they're playing regularly. Do you think they treated that, you know, start of the year a little too lackadaisical coming off the title, or do you think this was just how you're kind of supposed to do it, especially with that short off season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably somewhere in the middle, meaning
sure,
ladder there. That I know we've all kind of seen the numbers pointed out of, man, the Bucks were 25-14 or whatever, however many wins they had, 40 and 50 games in the season. And it was right around the bottom of the pile for teams that were reigning NBA champions. But, you know, just the way you approach the regular season has changed so much in the last 20 years. And even things like the advent of the play-in tournament is going to continue to change that as well. So I don't really have an issue with how they handled the regular season here. Again, if we go by these 2 weeks and what we've seen from this team, it does seem as though there's another gear. It's not the old flip the switch analogy, but it does seem as though there's another gear. And you've seen some of the tactical moves by Bud where they're clearly playing to win these games and the way they use some of the minutes, which a little bit different from the start to the regular season. But, you know, you can only expect so much, too, when, again, learning how to play without Brook Lopez and not knowing how long that was going to be. The defense that they haven't been entirely a drop defense like we've seen in years past. We saw that change last year. But it's still a defense that's predicated on taking away the easiest shots, shots at the rim. We'll let you take the long twos. We'll even give you some threes. But you're not getting those easy looks. And when Brook Lopez is gone, you can't do that. Giannis is your only rim protector. Bobby Portis, for as good as he's been this season, he doesn't do that. Again, Serge Ibaka is another guy sprinkling him in. The defense has gotten better with him out there. But it's a lot of adjustments. So you think about that. You think about Sandro Mamukelashvili playing some heavy minutes early in the season and just revolving cast. On the one hand, you can understand why the Bucks were in the spot they were in early in the season. It's not different. Other teams are dealing with that. But what you're looking at now, I think that's ultimately what you were looking to see, that you're willing to accept some of those struggles early. If as long as you get close to the playoffs, this team looks different. And to me, so far, this team looks different.
And you mentioned a couple of times there, Brook Lopez, of course, and he's been out throughout here, and obviously everybody waiting for him to get back, and he's taken steps toward that a little bit as of recently. But what are you hearing as the latest to Brook Lopez? Any timetable right now, or is we're just kind of still waiting and seeing?
There is a timetable, but we won't know it, and I think we've even let that slip a couple of times recently. Where early on the message was there's no timetable, and I believe it was before the Heat game last week where he said, yeah, we're not willing to share it just yet. So, you know, I've seen him in the building before games the last couple of weeks. He's been at practice. He's been doing more and more. We learned last week that he was cleared for full contact in practice and five-on-fives. And we can only see so much when we are at the practice facility. We only get to see basically them shooting free throws in the late portion of it. But he's been participating in that for, you know, the last couple of months. I think there's a growing sense from a lot of people, but at home tonight, they're not back until March 22nd. I would doubt you're going to have Brook Lopez return on the road and have to deal with travel for somebody coming back from back surgery. So you've already seen a couple of people start to say, well, they're back home March 22nd. Kind of makes sense that it would be around then. You know, I'm not really sure. If I had to find a place a wager on it, I would think either that March 22nd date or I believe April 1st is when they're at home again, coming off of a couple of days off. I think one of those two probably makes the most sense, that it's going to be somewhere near the end of March. He's probably going to be limited in his minutes early, but again, the addition of Serge Ibaka helps. The schedule does start to soften in the month of April, too, so you can really massage how you work him back in the mix. But you know, as long as he's three-quarters of the way there, 80% of the way there, I think it's asking a lot to say he's going to come back and he's going to be 100% the guy that he's been in the past. But as long as you can get something from him, that changes really the entire Eastern Conference, in my mind. That the confidence you have in Giannis and Chris and Drew, we've seen those guys all come up big, certainly during this stretch and in the playoffs last year. I would put that trio up against any team in the Eastern Conference. The matchups are where it can get a little bit difficult. And if you have Brook Lopez, it's not P.J. Tucker. But, again, it gives you the ability to play different ways. And that's what they did last year in the playoffs. That's why they were so successful. You haven't really been able to do that this year because of injuries. So if you get Brook Lopez back, you can play. the traditional way you played most of last year with Brooke and Giannis. You can play with Brooke and Bobby. You can play with Giannis and Bobby. We've seen Serge Ibaka that can take some of that P.J. Tucker role in defending bigs, a little more versatile and some quickness on the perimeter. So you do have some more different looks if you have them. And you have another rim protector that takes away some of those easy shots at the rim, which is going to be very important in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Justin Garcia from the Bucks Radio Network here for just a minute longer. And we have the Bucks and the Hawks tonight coming up here at 7 o'clock. What's a little preview of this one here tonight, Justin?
It's going to be interesting to see how the Bucks respond. That, you know, it's night two of a back-to-back. It wasn't heavy rest last night. It took a little bit longer to get going mm-hmm. against the Thunder. Still a 27-point win. But, you know, you played your stars close to 30 minutes, so I think ideally you were probably hoping for 26 or so minutes. So it's going to be interesting to see how they respond to night two of a back-to-back. And, you know, I said after the four wins the last week against the Hornets, the Heat, the Bulls, and then the Suns on Sunday, as great as that stretch was, and, you know, going into that stretch, you saw a lot of fans thinking, man, we could go 1-3 or 2-2, and what's the season going to look like if that's the case? Well, you go 4-0. As good as that was, to me, these two games were the games that were going to tell me more about this team and where they're currently at because, you know, they've gotten up for good teams all season long for the most part. Last year, they were pretty good against the top 10 teams in the NBA. They were the fifth best team overall against those teams by net rating. They went 11-9 in those games. This year, they're 9-9. But if you take out the loss to the Miami Heat, that debacle on night two, all the way back in October, they're 9-8, and the defensive numbers and the offensive numbers are right in line with where they were a season ago. So you start to get the sense that a lot of this is lining up like it did last year, but these are the games that this team has really struggled with this year, where they have no problem getting up for the good opponents. It's the bad teams that tend to either jump up and beat them, or we see some poor performances. You took care of business in the first game last night. This is a Hawks team that isn't good. And I know Trae Young, they got a lot of talent there. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. But they look a lot like the team they were before the coaching change last year when they were below 500. That's what they've been this year. So how they respond to one of those teams that isn't a marquee matchup, to me, is going to tell me how much they've progressed so far.
Should be interesting coming up 7 o'clock tonight. And, Justin, I really appreciate the time here tonight on the Sports Q and looking forward to the game tonight and throughout the rest of the season. Thanks so much for the time.
No problem. Anytime.
That is Justin Garcia, host of the pregame and postgame show on the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network. We'll let him go get ready for the Bucks Radio Network tonight as the Bucks take on the Hawks here in about 20 minutes. Bucks are 41-25. Hawks are 31-33. As we mentioned, the Bucks on a four-game winning streak as they try to defend that title. So they're kind of clicking at the right time as we have, what, about a month left of the season, month and a half or so. So should be a fun rest of the season as the Milwaukee Bucks competitive yet again. Of course, with Giannis Antetokounmpo at the helm having an MVP-type season, we'll see if he's able to get it again or not. You know, something that happens with the MVP vote is voter fatigue, if you will. And so that can happen sometimes where basically, you know, you have a guy who's won the MVP last year or 2 years in a row or what have you. Like Rodgers, no matter how good he plays next year, it's going to be hard for him to win the MVP because people just don't like voting for the same guy nonstop. You know, if a guy won MVP last year, well, let's give it to another guy this year. You know, he's almost as good. So, you know, that can happen. So most likely Giannis won't win it, but hey, we shall see. He's definitely up there for it. Thanks to Justin for the time on not only tonight, but also the other sports cues. And thanks to all of our guests that we have had here on the Sports Q, because that Justin Garcia becomes our final guest here. Well, actually, you can become our final guest at 715-453-4481. The rest of the show, we have wide open phone lines. So you got thoughts on the Packers, Bucks, Badgers, baseball, who just canceled another week of games. Earliest opening day can be is April 14th or 15th. So that's unfortunate. That's so unfortunate. Baseball should be going on, and they're just negotiating weirdly. They're going back and forth. They should have started this in December. They locked out the players December 1st. They didn't negotiate or send any proposals for 40-some days. It just makes no sense. The whole thing makes no sense. But anyway, hopefully we'll get baseball back at some point, but you can chime in on that if you want to. But otherwise, feel free to give me a call, 715-453-4481. 888-453-4481. In the meantime, I've been talking about this a couple days, talking about this during the sports queue tonight. You'll hear a little young Hunter coming up here in just a moment. You know, as a person who always, for some reason, just since I was young, I really knew that I wanted to go into radio. And so I started practicing at a young age because it was fun. Like, I legitimately had fun. Just like kids enjoy playing with toys, I enjoyed doing radio shows in my room, talking into a microphone or talking into a tape recorder. And so I brought up some of those old tapes. I've got a tape of a couple here about 10 years ago of me doing a show in my room. So I was probably, it was probably about 14, 13, 12 years old, somewhere in there, doing a show in my room. And I'll play some of those clips coming up next here on the Sports Queue. Thought it might be fun to do. And then in about 10 minutes, we'll preview the week, look ahead to the Badgers Big Ten tournament as they play on Friday. And Sports Queue will wrap up about 7 o'clock. So that's all coming up. I'll also tell you where I'm headed next, coming up in about 10 minutes as well. All coming up on the Sports Queue.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Queue with Hunter Baumgart on WJJQ.
Check out these red hot buys for March. Available at Tomahawk Ace Hardware. Save on the Werner 16-foot aluminum extension ladder or the 8-foot fiberglass step ladder. Your choice, just $79.99. Or the Craftsman 12-gallon wet-dry vac, specially priced this month at just $79.99. These red-hot buys for March waiting for you today at Tomahawk Ace Hardware.
An eye on the future with a small-town gaze, working hard every day to earn your praise, leading the Northwoods forward, Tomahawk Community Bank.
Our local businesses work hard to bring great products and services to all of us. Hi, this is Audrey from Tomahawk Community Bank, Merrill Community Bank, our local branch location. Buying locally impacts the whole community, and our local businesses need our support, and we need theirs. Value, friendly service, and local ownership bring quality and satisfaction to all of us. Besides convenience, you are also doing business with people you know and trust and who have more in common with you than you might think. Each local purchase has a ripple effect to other local businesses and households. From all of us at Tomahawk Community Bank and Merrill Community Bank, we invite you to keep it local. It's a great investment.
Leading the Northwoods forward, Tomahawk Community Bank.
With warmer weather on its way, now is the time to think about your air conditioning systems because hot weather is right around the corner. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. Premier offers the Dave Lennox Signature Collection of air conditioners and furnaces, designed from the inside out to look good and work better than ever. Lennox is proud to be an official Energy Star partner and offer Lennox home comfort systems that save you energy and money. Call Premier today. Josh will give you all the information about Dave Lennox Signature Collection with a furnace just right for your heating and cooling needs. And be ready for a hot summer. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County A. Call 453-4700. That's 453-4700 and online at premierheatingcooling.com. And at the WJJQ Home Show, April 9th and 10th at the Tomahawk School Complex.
Your friends at the Pool People have a great offer for some family fun. The Pool People is offering all in-stock billiard tables at 50% off. You heard right, while supplies last, 50% off all billiard tables in stock. Some exclusions may apply. How about 20% off all in-stock swimming pools? That's summer fun at its best with the Pool People, offering 20% off all in-stock pools. Had your eye on a hot tub, buy one over 10,000 and get a free sauna. Great offers through March at the Pool People, poolpeople.com, Rhinelander, Wausau, and Stevens Point.
Welcome back to the Sports Queue on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Hunter, your host of the Sports Queue. Final 15 minutes of the Sports Queue here tonight. Final edition of the Sports Queue. As I mentioned earlier, hoping that whoever replaces and sits in this chair, replaces me, can continue the Sports Queue because it's fun to talk Wisconsin and local sports with you, and it's fun to you know, have your interaction on whether it be on social media or via the phone lines as well. So feel free if you want to get your thoughts in, 715-453-4481, 715-453-4481. Northland Pines, WIA Tournament Boys Basketball tonight. Northland Pines against Freedom at O'Connell Falls. That is in the sectional semifinal. Gets going in about 15 minutes, so good luck to Pines there. Big one between Medford and Rhinelander coming up tomorrow night in the sectional semifinal. Both teams looking to make it to the sectional final. And the winner of that game will actually play the winner of Central and Onalaska, which are two teams from the La Crosse area, which I know very well. In fact, last time those two met in the sectional semifinal, I called the game there in La Crosse, and it was right before the pandemic hit. I'll never forget calling that game. It was wild. They limited the fans. It was like as everything was starting to shut down, but not everything had shut down yet. So there was this last playoff game. You kind of could feel that they were going to cancel the rest of the tournament. And that's exactly what they did. So that ended up being almost the state title game, if you will. It was the top two teams at the state at the time, La Crosse Central and Onalaska. And that was when Johnny Davis was on Central. Jordan Davis as well. So now obviously two of the players for the Badgers. So it was that was a fun game to call, but it was eerie in there when there's not many fans, and they moved it to a smaller venue. Like, it was a whole wild thing. So again, Central Onalaska coming up tomorrow night, and they'll play the winner of Medford Rhinelander tomorrow night. So good luck to all of our area teams still going. And also Tomahawk Pee-wee A and Tomahawk Pee-wee B hockey teams playing in the state Waha Championships this weekend. Pee-wee A team at Somerset Ice Arena. They open play against Waupaca at 8 a.m. on Saturday. The Pee-wee B hockey team playing at the Rhinelander Ice Arena. Tomahawk will open play on Saturday against Waupaca at 8 a.m. So let's take a look at this. I promised this, so I want to get to it. You know, as I mentioned, I've had a passion for radio for as long as I can remember for some reason. You know, it's just sometimes you're just born with something, and that's what I was born with, the itch to do radio, if you will. And so I did, you know, my first job shadow when I was 13 years old or so in a radio studio. But before that, I was saying into my tape recorder, just reading box scores or stories from the newspaper and saying it into my tape recorder. So I have a couple clips, and I do like these are from like 30 or 45 minute shows where I, you know, sit down and do a show and play clips from random things I taped or whatnot. You know, sometimes I'd do interviews where I'd take an interview that aired on some radio station. I'd chop up just the answers. And so then I'd ask the question and then have the answer. I couldn't find a clip where I did that. It would have been funny to listen to, but where I'd act like I'm interviewing them and just play the clip back to me. And so it would sound like I'm interviewing them, but I couldn't find a good clip of that. But I did find, when I was reading some stories as a youngster, I was reading some stories from the newspaper. So here is one talking about Jim Harbaugh when he was hired by San Francisco. So this has to be 10 years ago. He was hired by San Francisco to be their coach. And this was giving you that update. And it was a feature called Search the Country, which you'll hear me say search the country in a radio type voice. Take a listen.
Search the Country. Time for Search the Country, and that starts in San Francisco, where is declaring it a perfect competitive opportunity. Jim Harbaugh accepted the coaching job of the 49ers and set a few goals to win the Lombardi Trophy for one of the legendary franchises in all football. The successful Stanford coach gets to remain the Bills, moving to the NFL after 4 years with the Cardinal. Longtime NFL quarterback, he replaces fired coach Mike Singletary. Harbaugh decided to make the jump to the pros, even though San Francisco has missed the playoffs for 8 straight seasons, and Orange Bowl MVP quarterback Andrew Luck decided to return to Stanford for another season.
So there you go. That was, you know, the audio isn't great, obviously. It was from some tape. I can't remember which recorder I had, because I had a bunch of recorders growing up, some tape, some memory card or whatever, but I was able to find that. Here's one a little clearer, I think. This is a little clearer, and I might have been like a year or two older in this one, talking about who's going to be the starting quarterback for the, at the time, the Washington Redskins, of course, now the Washington Commanders, but this was who I thought was going to be the starting quarterback. I think Robert Griffin III was playing at the time, so here's a clip of that saying who I think will be the starter for Washington.
Well, I don't think there's a very good chance that RG3 is not going to get the starting job here. Kirk Cousins is there, but I don't think he will get the starting job. RG3, to me, is the clear cut there, especially when it comes to him. So
I really think RG3, you know, second overall pick, he can't be that bad. So, to me, I really think RG3 will get that starting job.
The arguments I use there, like, he just can't be that bad, right? He just cannot be that bad. You know, it's he's good, especially when it comes to him. I mean, like, what? Some of the arguments there. Oh, but I was young, and so there you go. So making my argument as to why Washington should start Robert Griffin III over Kirk Cousins. At that time, I was arguing over Kirk Cousins. See, there you go. There you go. And now look at Kirk Cousins. He's on the Vikings now. That was 10 years. Wow, Kirk Cousins has been in the league that long? That's wild. All right, last clip here. I was predicting the MLB playoffs. I think I give the standings first, and then I predict what I think is going to happen. So hopefully you can follow along with this.
And then you have the AL, New York, one seed, right? Yeah. New York, one seed, Texas, two, White Sox, three, Tampa, four, Baltimore, five. So if the season ended, both Baltimore and Pittsburgh would be the five seeds. I think Tampa will beat Baltimore, lose to New York. Texas and Chicago, Texas, I think the ALCS would be Texas, New York. And Texas might have a chance to win that. They're not that good this year. I'm surprised that Oakland really has climbed up. They're only a game out of the wild card, so is Detroit. And then Los Angeles is three back. Then it kind of goes downhill from there. It's Boston at 6.5, and everybody else downhill. But I don't know. It's a close race, that's for sure.
Yeah, close race, that's for sure. So there you go, some clips. And like I mentioned, I did those shows regularly when I was younger, and did a lot with my brother as well, and we had a lot of fun doing that. And so it was, it's something that I've always wanted to do. And so being able to do it here and have the come here, as Greg said on the interview on Monday morning when I announced that this will be the final week here at WJJQ for me, Greg said, you know, it's my first, you know, full-time job in radio, and it is. And to be able to do this, you know, full-time is what I dreamed up of as a kid. And so it's been an absolute pleasure to have this be, you know, the first full-time, and working for Greg and this whole staff has just been outstanding. I mean, you heard it this afternoon if you were listening earlier when you know, Michael and I were doing trivia. By the way, we're doing Hunter trivia. He wanted to do Hunter trivia throughout the week. So we're doing trivias on me, like different questions about me. So we'll do that the next couple of days, and we talk sports at 4:15. And it's just fun. It's just a fun atmosphere here. And the impact, and I've said this before, I said this on Monday, and I'll say it again, the impact that this station has in the community, coming from the outside and then coming and seeing the impact that this station has in this community, it's been a pleasure to have, you know, that sort of impact. Because that's the goal. I love doing this. There's no doubt about that. And I want to do what I love for a living. But also, it's having an impact on people and making people smile and bringing joy to people. Because, you know, this is an entertainment business at the end of the day. It's something that, you know, for years I've, you know, if I'm stressed out or something, I flip on radio and just listen, because it's just something that's not even, you know, they're talking about whatever is on the radio is never something you're thinking about in your mind. Like when you're thinking, you know, when you're stressing over a situation or you got a decision to make, right? If you flip on the radio, they're not talking about it. Like, they're just not. Like, it just, they're not talking about it. So whatever, you know, if you're having a bad day, whatever it happens to be, you flip on the radio, that's just an escape. So I, you know, it's a pleasure, and it's super fun to be that escape for people and to be the place you come for entertainment and positivity. And so that's my goal, is to have an impact on people that way. Bring a smile to your face, an escape on a stressful day, you know, whatever it happens to be. That's what I love about this job. And so that's what I'm going to continue to do, you know, at my next stop and over the next few days here at WJJQ. So it's been super fun to do this sports queue. There's no doubt about that. I mean, sports is my passion, as you know, being the sports director here and calling the Hatchet Sports. And also, as I mentioned as well, just knowing the passion that you, the community, has for Hatchet Sports. That has been really fun, because to bring you the action, I know, you know, tons of listeners are on the other end, just in, you know, hanging on every word, you know, the good games that we've had, you know, the close calls, the, you know, close football games or basketball or volleyball, whatever it happens to be, postseason, you know, playoffs, always fun, wrestling, you guys are hanging on every word. So it's been a really, really fun time to bring you that action, because I know how much that means to you, and to listen to, maybe it's your kid on the radio, maybe it's your grandkid on the radio, maybe it's your cousin or whatever it happens to be, nephew, niece, you know, that's been super fun as well. So you know, the word that keeps coming to mind is fun, obviously, and that's exactly what I've had. So we'll wrap up the final segment of the Sports Cue coming up next. I'll talk a little bit about where I'm headed next, and we'll get you back to Michael here at 7 o'clock.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Cue with Hunter Baumgart on WJJQ.
Bremen Merrill Ford will make your next vehicle buying experience easier than you think. How? Let's start with the obvious. Bremen Merrill Ford will give you the absolute best price on all pre-owned trucks and SUVs. In addition to the best price, Bremen Merrill Ford has the best selection of vehicles. Plenty of late model trucks and SUVs to choose from. Also, in their region, Bremen Merrill Ford has been consistently ranked first in overall Ford sales experience and sales satisfaction. Ranking first because of their commitment to make everyone's vehicle buying experience easy and enjoyable. Come see why everyone is saying it's so easy to find their next vehicle at Bremen Merrill Ford. Exit 211 South, Merrill. Online at BremenMerrillFord.com.
It's easier than you think at Bremen Merrill Ford.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Sports Cue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Hunter. Don't want to say the final segment ever of the Sports Cue because we got a show here and hopefully the person that fills my shoes can keep the Sports Cue going because it's a whole lot of fun and I know you enjoy it. And thanks so much to you for listening to the Sports Cue. This is something we thought of and I'm like, you know what? I love to bring sports talk to the station and Greg and Tim were all for it from the beginning. And so we developed the show and thanks to you for allowing it to catch on and keep on. So I awesome that you guys enjoy it. If you have any final thoughts, 715-453-4481. Feel free to give me a call, 715-453-4481. Before I get to where I'm headed next, let's quickly, let's do one more of these.
And one, Giannis on the flush.
Sports Cue, Milwaukee Bucks update.
All right. Got to include the big voice guy on the final Sports Cue. Bucks and Hawks coming up at 7 o'clock, a couple of minutes away. Bucks coming into the game here tonight with a record of 41-25. Hawks are 31-33. So we'll see if the Bucks can win tonight. All right, my next stop on my radio journey, it is going to be 97.3 The Game, the sports station in Milwaukee. That is where I'm headed next to be the executive producer and co-host of their afternoon show from 3 until 6 each weekday. I am excited for the opportunity, no doubt about that. But as I mentioned, you know, as I have mentioned, throughout this entire week is that I've had, you know, incredible opportunities here that have allowed me to make this jump and prepared me for it. And I can't thank Greg and the management enough here to do that. But again, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee, we will have stations across the state of Wisconsin that I'll be on as well. Part of their afternoon show, Drew and KB from 3 until 6 p.m. We do have a caller on the line. Hello, who's this? Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah. We do have a caller on the line. Hello, who's this?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah. Okay, well, going once. You could be the last caller of the Sports Cue.
Hello?
Going to... Oh, see, that person had a chance to be the last caller of the Sports Cue. They had the chance. The chance of a lifetime. Not the chance of a lifetime, but oh, they had a shot there. Man, oh man. Oh, we got another call. You know what? Hey, if we have to go just past 7 and delay the news a little bit, you know what? It is what it is on a last Sports Cue. Hi, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Terry from Medford.
Terry, how are you?
Good, good. Hunter, I don't listen to a lot of talk radio, but I was working up in Lac des Flammable last year and boy, I had a lot of nice Wednesday nights riding back that way, listening to your sports program. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Terry. I really appreciate that. I'm so glad I could provide you know, a little entertainment on your ride home from work. That's not a short drive, so I'm guessing you probably heard most of the show most weeks.
Yep. I could take it in, and it was a nice ride listening to a lot of sports that I like to listen to and watch, and yeah, it was a good time.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Terry. Thanks so much for calling as well, and take care.
Yep, you too.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate that. Super nice of him to call in. And yeah, I mean, we're on 5:30 to 7, so that's about, you know, a little bit, you know, that's right during the ride home, if you will. And so that's kind of what this show was kind of meant as, right? You're driving home. It's a Wednesday night, too. We purposely put it on a Wednesday night so then it wasn't, you know, interfering with any Hatchet sports. So that's been the awesome part. So, again, thanks to everybody for listening to the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. And thanks to Greg and Tim for allowing me to do this and putting something on the air that they, you know, hadn't done. Oh, we're getting another caller here? Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, this is, you know, it's live radio. We're doing this here. Hi, caller. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, I just want to say thanks. I loved your show, and you got a great future ahead of you.
Well, thanks so much. Who's calling?
Dean. My name is Dean.
Dean. Well, thanks so much, Dean. Yep. I really appreciate that. And thanks so much for listening. And keep cheering on these Wisconsin and local sports teams.
Oh, I love sports in Wisconsin. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Really fun time, isn't it?
It is great. Yep.
It is. Really great.
Hopefully,
well, Dean,
baseball will come around, but...
Yeah. Yeah, hoping so. Hoping so. Right. Dean, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your great show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks so much for listening. Take care.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. So nice of you guys. Appreciate it. Oh, man. I started playing the Final Countdown music, but if you're going to call in... The news is going to have to wait. CBS, you are going to have to wait. Matt Piper, you are going to have to wait. Matt Piper can wait for us. You know, they're in New York, but they do what what do we say? anyway, if you do have anything else, any other callers you want to call, feel free, 715-453-4481. But we do have to end the program. We do indeed have to end the program. As much as we'd like to continue this and have an extra long sports queue, we gotta end the program here at some point. So appreciate, again, thanks so much. Again, I'm headed to 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee, sports radio station there. I'll put information for that station and where I'll be on my social media pages. So follow me on Twitter at HunterBOnAir. Follow Instagram at HunterBOnAir and my Hunter Baumgart Sports Facebook page as well. It's been a pleasure. It's been super fun to bring you Wisconsin and local sports and Hatchet Sports here on WJJQ. Don't forget, I'll be on overnights for the next few nights. Also, the midday show the next 2 days. So let's keep having fun, Tomahawk. And as always, stay positive.
You've been listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join Hunter again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.